Well, the big story of the day, of course, the American airstrike using a Predator drone to kill Iran's most powerful general in Baghdad. And the AP had the nerve to say it's not clear that the United States had justification. Really? Why is he in Iraq? Why is the general in Iraq? General Qasem Soleimani dead. He was the head of Iran's elite Quds force. He is also a central figure, culturally speaking, in Iran. So he doesn't represent just a loss on the battlefield, but a loss of a cultural icon to the nation as well, to those that support the Iranian regime. And just a few minutes ago on Fox News, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that this demonstrates that the president will take decisive action. By ordering the airstrike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, President Trump has demonstrated to Iran's leaders that he will take swift, decisive action to protect Americans, so said Pompeo. Pompeo stressing that the Trump administration has shown considerable military restraint in the face of dozens of attacks directed by that nation and its proxy militias against American interests that culminated in the death of an American contractor in Iraq just last week. I think the Iranian leadership understands President Trump will take action. We made very clear that these responses would be swift and decisive. We have now demonstrated that. I hope the Iranian leadership will see that and see American resolve, and that their decision will be to de-escalate and take actions consistent with what normal nations do. In the event that they do not, and they go in the other direction, I know that President Trump and the entire United States government is prepared to respond appropriately. Pompeo was on Fox and Friends saying this just moments ago. President of Iran Hassan Rouhani promising earlier today to take revenge for this heinous crime carried out by the United States. Rouhani also said Iran would raise the flag of Soleimani, the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps elite Quds force, in defense of the country's territorial integrity and the fight against terrorism and extremism in the region. He wasn't in Iran when he was killed. He was at the airport in Iraq. The Pentagon confirming that Trump had ordered the attack that killed Soleimani and other military officials at the Baghdad International Airport. Iran's top shadow commander was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of American and coalition service members. More than 600. 17% of the American men and women service members killed in that region can be tied to Soleimani. And Pompeo said the strike was carried out to prevent an imminent attack by forces directed by Soleimani. He got hundreds of American lives and blood on his hands. What was sitting before us was his travel throughout the region, his efforts to make a significant strike against Americans. There would have been many Muslims killed as well, Iraqis and people in other countries. It was a strike that was aimed at disrupting that plot, disrupting further aggression, and we hope setting the conditions for de-escalation as well. And there you go. And then Secretary Pompeo also put up on Twitter video of dancing in the streets of Iraqis, dancing for freedom, thankful that General Soleimani is dead. Pompeo said that Trump has taken a fundamentally different approach to dealing with Iran, arguing the country was emboldened by the softer policies of the Obama administration that was fortified with $1.7 billion in cash delivered in the dead of night to Tehran Airport. You remember, we didn't send pallets of cash to the Iranians, said Pompeo. We didn't pay for hostages. We didn't create a deal which would have given them a clear pathway to a new nuclear weapon. We have taken a very different approach. We believe it's one that will ultimately lead to success and stability in the Middle East. Brigadier General Ismail Ghani, who served as Soleimani's deputy commander since 1997, will now take over the helm as head of the Quds force. That, according to Reuters. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah, also warned harsh retaliation is waiting for the Americans. Well, be careful what you wish for. Be very careful what you wish for. By the way, Barack Obama welcomed to the White House, to the Oval Office, in December of 2011, the man that was in charge of the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad 2 days ago. Hadi El-Amiri was the Minister of Transport under then Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. On Tuesday, El-Amiri was among those leading the charge against the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. He was a guest of Barack Obama at the White House. This man attacking the American Embassy. This man siding with General Soleimani. This man leading the attacks on the Americans. A guest of Barack Obama's at the White House. Who else is going to ask about that? Who else is going to tell you that? That comes, by the way, from the Daily Mail, the left-leaning rag from the UK. Barack Obama was the one that welcomed the leader of the U.S. Embassy attack to the White House. And you wonder why things are upside down. I don't wonder. I don't wonder at all. All right, one last reminder. If you want to join me on a mission to get healthier in 2020, you can do that right now. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. The folks at My Pure Health Solutions offering you $100 to join me starting Monday. And you know what? You can do it throughout any of the time in January. We'll throw you $100. If you get on board with me, I'll throw you a $100 bill, savings of $100 to start the program, 25 days. 25 days to a better life. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your partner for a custom solution to your health concerns, to your weight issues, to your challenges, to your depression, all of it. Lose some weight and feel great. Go to GruberHealth.com, save $100 starting January 6th. That's Monday. You can be part of it. Party on, Garth. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.